cliffcentral.com. Womantla on cliffcentral.com. If you thought I would wait for you, you got it wrong. But you're just a boy.
Believe it. Today is that day that I'm absolutely keeping it real. I'm Phume Mashego and you're tuned into Womandla, the way we do it here every Wednesday. Bringing in girls to talk about issues that affect girls, things that affect girls. And this week, so that song I absolutely love, if you heard it, Beyonce and R. Kelly, If I Were a Boy. And just off the back of last week, where I was absolutely, for a very big part of the week, so pissed off. Pissed off at everything about everything and the seemingly endless battle that women are going through in our country. I was pissed off because we started off the week with a huge woo-ha and the revelation, for some of us protected and safe people in this country, of a taxi or couple of taxis and whatever that are picking up women. Women are being raped in taxis. So that pissed me off. What pissed me off the most about that was that as we heard more and more about the story, it came out that the police have known about this. They've done jack shit about it. So I was pissed off. And I'm thinking, women have no power. Women have no power in this country. We are not safe. We are not protected. And we cannot protect ourselves. So I was very pissed off about that. And I was thinking, this is in the guy, right? The week goes on and even more things come up. And every week, every time I read a story about the perspective presidential ambitions of various people and the rhetoric that still goes on about whether some people can actually stand to be president because they happen to be the ex-wife of so-and-so, not because they suck as politicians, pisses me off. And then I get this WhatsApp with the flyer, pussy power. I'm like, pussies have no power. What is this about? I read on. And then I get even more pissed off. I'm just like, how? This, a whole workshop. And it's about what? It's about like keeping your man, making him happy, pleasing your man. I'm like, this is not going to happen. Not in my life. And I ignore it. And then a couple of days later, I get another WhatsApp in another WhatsApp group. As it's circulating, I'm like, how much the girls are like interested in this? The girls are listening. The girls are talking about it. They are interested. There must be something going on here. And then when I got it on the third WhatsApp group, I thought, gotta do something about it. I gotta make the call. Call these girls and ask them, what's up, yo? But the thing that intrigued me beyond with the third WhatsApp group and the Twitter storm that brewed around that particular WhatsApp group about it was, is this about catching and keeping married men? So I was like, yo, must we spice this thing? Let me phone these girls and ask them. And very graciously, the beautiful Mandisa. What's that guy? She just started the show and said, you're such a happy person, you laugh about everything. I'm describing her. Mandisa, oh, Mashobo. Very, Shine, welcome, lady.
I'm very, very shy.
She says she's shy. I'm just like, shy people do not write flyers that say pussy power. Shy people do not write books titled May the Best Bitch Win.
Work is work.
Shy people don't put themselves out there like this. So welcome, Mandisa.
Thank you very
much. What does the O stand for?
Do you really want to know?
Absolutely.
Orgasm.
There you have it. From her own mouth. I'm just like, okay. Orgasm, is that why it's so important? I'm like, I love to love my second name. It's what's it, Olga?
No, Olga is my friend.
Oh, well, welcome then, Mandisa Orgasm. Mashobo.
Hi, Pumi.
Thank you for coming in and thank you for indulging me.
Thank you for having me.
So your pussy power workshop, is it about luring married men?
No. Not at all. I wonder who you were talking to.
Ah, girl. Listen to
I speculate a lot about what I do. And I think the people who don't know what I do, they have a lot to say about what I do. More than the people who actually have interacted with me. More than the people who have actually come to some of my seminars. More than the people who are interacting with me with social media. So abantu bangazi what I do, they talk because whatever they've heard makes sense to them. I will never at all ever encourage women to date married men. Ever. Because one, it's wrong. Two, it's hurtful. On the same note, if someone is dating a married man, it's none of my business. I don't say to them, oh, it's wrong, you can't date a married, it's none of my business. It's a full-grown woman dating a fully-grown man. It's up to them what they do. But I would never have a seminar where I say, bring all the side chicks, let me teach you how to take married men. It's just wrong.
Okay, so that's not what this is about.
Not at all.
So the reason why when I first saw the flyer, I ignored it. I was just like, ah, because I just thought, oh, no, I know these things, man. These people, they just like to get us all excited about stuff.
Yeah.
And so is that what it is? Is this all hype? Are you getting us all excited and all hyped up and people are going to sign up for pussy power because they think they're going to get some kind of like pussy power and then they're going to arrive on Sunday and they're going to get flaccid.
No power.
Flaccid.
Presentation. Not at all. I hope the people that have signed up know what I'm about first. Before, I hope nobody signed up because they think I'll give them tips on how to steal someone's husband. I hope they don't think there'll be pussies on display.
Now they won't be. That is the only reason I was going to come. Now I'm not coming.
You can bring yours and display it if you want. I hope the people that signed up know that I am a teacher of seduction. I teach women the art of seduction, how to seduce men. And because people don't know seduction, they say, oh, she's teaching them how to sleep with men, which styles, which positions will work best to keep him. I don't encourage women to work at keeping men. I want them to work at themselves such that by the time I catch a man should want to keep you.
But the poster says, ukubambindoda.
Yeah, work at local, ukubambindoda. You maneuver in a manner that makes him see that you are a queen. And you know why? Let's talk about the title of the seminar, Pussy Power Seminar. Women, okay, your relationships. One of the activities that happen in a relationship is sex. There are sexual activities happening in any romantic relationships. Even people who say sex before marriage is a sin, they still do it behind our backs. So, and a lot of women, they say men love sex, which is true. So because men love sex, I will give him sex so that he marries me. I will give him sex so that I can move in with him. I will give him sex so that he can give me A, B, C, whatever her goals are. They say sex sells. Or with sex, I can get whatever I want from a man. Sadly, sex for men is just a physical act. It's pure physicality of things. Once he ejaculates, he moves away. He forgets that your name starts with a P, let alone what your name is. They are like that. For us, sex is a journey. Sex is an emotional thing. You feel like I'm giving you my all. I'm allowing you into a space that nobody else has access to. So because of that, I expect a relationship, I expect marriage, I expect pillow talk, I expect this and that and that and that. And when it comes to that, men and women think very differently about sex. So I am saying to women, because you're already having sex with your partners, and some of you are in new relationships, and you're already giving these men sex, hoping to get something in return. Let me show you the psychological side of sex, how you can actually dish your cookie such that in the end, you do get what you want.
I'm not going to say dish your cookie.
Yeah, you serve your cookie. Have sex.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
Yes.
No, this is the thing that was my exasperation, I think.
Mm.
last week in particular. And even now, when it's still something that's got me on a downer, is I do not think that pussy has power.
Well, what you think doesn't matter. It's the truth.
Why does it have power when men can just take it when they want it?
That's why I said the psychological side of things, that's what you need to know before you serve the cookie.
But if you don't have, do you have the power to say, well, you are not the person that I'm serving this cookie to?
Yeah, or, of course.
Or even if you are deciding, no, you don't. No, you don't.
What do you mean?
You do not. When we have in this country, in this world, when we can read up on men that quite happily will force themselves on women.
You're talking about rape.
I'm talking about every single woman, you, I, every girl out on the street, does not have that kind of power of holding it back, of keeping it back, of saying yes or no, because men are out there and they can just at will.
You are tackling a completely different topic. The power you're talking about is physical power, where you're saying when a man wants to have sex with you, he can force you because he's stronger than you. He can force. That's not what I'm all about. That's not what I'm talking about. That's not the power
the physical.
I'm talking about.
So what I'm trying to understand is I'm trying to understand how the power of pussy, as it's put in the flyer that I saw, actually gives women power over themselves, not to get what they want over themselves. Because are you then saying that the only way to get what you want in a relationship with a man is through the pussy?
No.
Okay, so what is the power?
The power is called seduction, which is psychology. This is one seminar. It's very apparent that you are not familiar with what I do. That's one. Two, pussy power is one seminar that I'm doing out of a whole lot of other seminars that I'm going to do this year, out of a whole lot of seminars that I've had last year and the year before. And this is what I find with my seminars, Pumi. A person would see my flyer for the first time. They don't know me. They don't know what I've done, how long I've been doing it, and why I'm doing it. And they make conclusions based on that one seminar.
That's the point of a flyer.
Yes, to advertise a seminar. But it making conclusions about, like, you can't go to Pick and Pay and say, I saw baked beans. Are you therefore saying people must just eat baked beans? You haven't walked through the other aisles. They also sell soap. They also sell bread. They also sell milk. You saw baked beans. That's all you saw. And you made your whole conclusions about the whole supermarket based on the aisle that has baked beans.
So let's talk about the Pussy Power Workshop and the art of seduction.
Yes. What do you want to know?
What does that mean?
What does what mean?
The art of seduction. Pussy power and the art of seduction. What does that mean?
It's two different things that are intertwined somewhere down the line. The art of seduction, it just means the way you maneuver, the way you carry yourself as a woman, as a person, the way you tell people that this is it. When a person is with you, dating you, and you want to make sure that you dominate, because that's what women want. They want to monopolize their men. Most of them, if not all, do not want to share their men. But they've run out of strategies. They've run out of ideas. And they keep doing an array of wrong things, trying to convince the men to please focus on me. Please focus. And then I said, you're doing it wrong. Based on my observation and the women I've interacted with, you're doing it wrong. I found seduction, which is the power of persuasion. If you want to persuade someone to give you something or to do something for you, you can go directly and risk rejection, or you can seduce them. Under seduction, there are many skills that you can employ to actually get the goal that you want. Women want a whole lot of things from their relationships. Most of them, of course, want a stable relationship. They want marriage eventually. Others just want companionship. Others want money. Others want all of the above. And it's okay. That's what they want. My job is to say, okay, give me your goals. What do you want? This is what you want. Where are you now? Let's check where you are. Tell me about your other relationships. And when I see a petty, like a woman that likes to call a man 20 times a day because you're insecure, yeah. Because they used to cheat on her. She used to be in relationships where guys used to cheat on her. Now she can't trust anymore. So she thinks the best way to conduct a relationship is to pick up the phone every hour and call. Baby, where are you? So what are you doing? When am I going to see you? Okay, what did you do? What's that sound in the background? Why is it quiet in the background? Or why is it noisy in the background? Who are you? Do you understand? Those are things that kill the relationship. And those are things that women do. And those are things that I say, stop doing it. It's a turn off. It disenchants. Let us enchant this person such that they are mesmerized and they give you what you want. Pussy Power is one of the seminars where I'm showing women how they can utilize. People are already having sex in their relationships. I'm not saying to these women, start having sex, then you'll get what you want, because that's the most stupid thing to do. Men are physical. They have sex, they ejaculate, they go. Women have got goals. Bafuni mishato. Bafuni mali. They want houses, they want companionship, they want friendship, they want men who are focused on them, they want monogamy. And I'm saying, now that you're already giving him sex, let's be strategic about it. Let's do it such that it's strategic, such that you convince him psychologically, ukuthi angadli, ahambe, bashaya ama heat and run, or heat and relax. Let's get things happening in your relationship. Magube ne movement is yet disrupt much. Things are not gonna be the same as last year. If last year you were just giving him sex because you're thinking, okay, after this, maybe he will marry me. Or maybe he will dump Zodwa and focus on me. That's not a way to do it. Dish such that you still retain your power zone because you're already doing it. Most women, if not all, that will be coming to the seminar, women who are in relationships, some are married. And they just want to know, how do I, because I'm already having sex anyway with my boyfriend, but I'm not getting what I want in return. Do you understand? So I'll be saying, the reason why you're not getting what you want is because you're just dishing physically, the physical side of things, and that's it. So let's pair that up with the psychological side of things.
So what I'm understanding from that is that women who would come to your workshop are women who are in a relationship, who are having sex, and they're having sex because that's what the man wants.
No.
They're having sex
because... It's just normal women with normal relationships, and they're having sex
Because they are men to give them what they want.
No.
Okay?
No.
Because
these are ordinary women with ordinary relationships, and sexual activities are happening in their relationships just like any other relationship.
Okay.
And so it's not a specific woman that says, oh, I want to come because he wants sex from me. Or I want to come because I don't want to give him sex, but it's what he wants, so I end up giving. It's just ordinary, everyday women who want to know, where is this power that you're talking about, and how can I utilize it, and what does it mean to me as a woman in a relationship? And my question, especially in my one-on-one sessions, is always, what do you want? Before we can come up with strategies, let's talk about what is it that we're getting you. What do you want?
So what the Pussy Power, what I'm understanding is that the Pussy Power is actually in strategically using sex to get what you want.
You can put it like that. However, it's not a, today it's Wednesday, let me get up, go give someone sex and get what I want. No. I am already in a relationship. For instance,
I understand that you are in a relationship, but what you're saying is, which is why you begin in the one-on-one session. The reason you begin with you're in this relationship. You're having sex.
Anyway, whether there's Pussy Power or not, the seminar or not.
And your point is, now you can, the sex that you are having anyway, you can use it strategically to get what you want.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
Why would you use sex?
Why not? It's a power that you have.
I understand that, but I'm saying, why would you use sex? Why is sex the thing you choose?
It's one of the things that are happening. There are many things for me that I choose. that I had a seminar on the art of charm, which has got nothing to do with sex. How to charm a person such that you get what you want. I have a whole seminar on a strategy called coquetry, which is to delay his satisfaction, how to turn and walk away. I have a seminar on girlfriend allowance. I had it last day, caused a whole lot of noise because people who didn't know me, they thought, oh, she's telling women how to get money now from men, as if I'm at our page anyway, whether there's money or not. Now I'm having a different seminar focusing on one of the activities of the relationship. Now people are like ignoring everything else that's happening in a relationship. She said, I mean, women cook. I could have had a seminar called A Way to a Man's Heart Seminar.
And this
and
is
they
my
be cooking.
But this is the,
and
this
someone
is what
say,
I want
so
to understand.
Pege, pege, si pege.
No. So Mandisa, what I want to understand is I want to understand, I get that. It is one of the things that are happening.
Yes.
What I want to understand is I want to understand why you have chosen that this one thing
is one of the many things
you've
done.
But you have chosen this one thing for this seminar, and it is about strategically using, which also, in my mind, says that withholding to achieve a particular goal.
No, we don't withhold sex. No. No.
Withholding. But strategic means that I will give it.
It's a bouquet. It's a buffet.
I will give a particular type. I will withhold it so that I get what I want.
No, that's not my... That's your seminar. Mm. That's what you are creating. My seminar
that's
is not
I
about...
That's what I understand by strategically
strategic
using
doesn't
sex.
Necessarily mean withhold.
So what does it mean?
I'm not going to present my seminar here. Mm. But strategic doesn't mean... No, I'm not about that. I wish we could actually come back after the seminar and talk again. What? Because I can't divulge now the content of my presentation because it's unfair to the people that have paid. However, strategic doesn't mean withhold. Strategic means just sitting down and strategizing based on this is what I want. With this man, I've been dating him for 5 years, and now I went and attended this seminar, and they say we need to strategize, blah, 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 based on the context. For instance, if I have to take a snippet out of my presentation, I will talk to women about how to turn the fuck boy into a boyfriend. Because he's a fuckboy. He's already your fuck buddy. You're already sleeping with this man, knowing very well that he has no goals of having you in his life permanently or as a girlfriend. And as a woman, because you're an emotional being, somehow you do get attached emotionally to anyone that you sleep with. Do you understand? There are many women out there who have fuck buddies, and they wish they could turn this into a relationship. So they do what? They start vocalizing and complaining. Yeah, we are newsa. Could imagine we do all these things, blah, blah, blah. Next thing, you understand? I mean, I can't even claim you in public but behind the scenes, we do all sorts of things. Baningi abafazi are in that situation. And I'm hoping abanye babo are at the seminar because I will have that presentation where I'm saying, okay, this is what you're doing with your fuckboy. This is what you want. To jump from point A to point B, try and do blah, 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 and works. And I know it works because I have advised women before in my groups. I have advised women before in my other seminars, on my one-on-one sessions with them. Ukumulipendi alone means nothing to a man. There is far much more that has to happen if this is what you want. And I see a lot of people, particularly around Dubagui media, they want to treat me like suddenly I'm bringing new things to this country. Like now I'm saying women must have sex as if women are not already having sex. Suddenly you're saying, yeah, it's sexy, so user, ukubambindo, tamandis, how can you say such things? Imani, oh, agla, lovely country, sexolalo after Mshaga 2 April for the first time. Why do people suddenly, baba, holy, holy about these things? And then when I say them, so we entwench. Like, hey, see, a joel and alavan patasilal nabo, why when I uti must use the sex? But I use the sex wrongly. Bang I told into my funai. Meaning it's I've got ways. I've figured out ways already. We are niga lendule. I umandi sa zanga ti mnig. Bom niga vel. So ge mnige such that now told into funai. Yena into funai. Ufuni kuku. And we are niga. When ufuna funum shat agag nig. Mm. Do you understand? Mm. So it's me now. As a woman, I figured things out. For the last 10 years, I have been helping women, teaching them seduction and ngiboni. That's why I confidently put out such posters, because ngiboni liyasebenza. It's got nothing to do with yekinto yenzayo ugijima uyomnika sex so that azokushada. Yikho into enjalo. And nale, if this thing you're going to withhold it, ungamnika umncishe uzokushada. Ayikho into enjalo. Ayikho into enjalo. So yet, and that's not what I teach. It's not what I preach. Into engibalekelayo phuma ukuthi I teach a lot of things. And then when I put out one poster, people focus, especially abantu abangangazi, they focus on this as if it's the only thing I do. That's why you'll find, ma uya ku Facebook, they just laugh and say, oh, mom, you're so misunderstood. I'm like, it's okay, it's early days. If you really follow my work with keen, with interest, you will see, I am not about take off your, drop it like it's hot. Actually, I have moments where I say to women, I go, he talks, I go, coach my daughter.
So there is it, the titles you use, are the words you use, specifically chosen to excite people in that manner to get their attention.
Yeah, you can say that. I strategically pick words that will obviously grab the reader's attention. However, the words that I pick, they represent what I mean it. I'm not just using words because when I say pussy power, then people are going to come. And then when I get there, we talk about mangoes and oranges. And do you understand? No. When I say pussy power, I mean it. I say I will show you where the power in your pussy lies. Where it is, how to dish such that you get what you want. However, I could have said, maybe a more formal, politically correct word, maybe like cookie or coochie. I don't know what, I just said pussy because I know it's a word that people will be like, did she just say pussy in public? Yes. Okay, and then obviously then the noise that comes with the word pussy. Oh, I can't believe she's teaching women how to give sex and get what they want. I'm thinking women are already giving sex, thinking they will get what they want. And they're not getting what they want. I know how to get what you want. If you want to use that strategy, come, I'll teach you.
So for the past 10 years,
yes,
you've been working in this field of introducing the concept of strategically using sex?
No.
Okay.
For the past 10 years, I've been teaching women the art of seduction.
Okay. So the art of seduction for the past 10 years?
Yes.
That you've been working in this environment. Mm. I think something is leaking in the studio.
Nothing is leaking for me. No, Mom is here.
Anyway, that's why I'm looking up and thinking, what's going on here?
You're right.
But so for the past 10 years, you've been working in this field of seduction.
Relationships. Yes.
Is it confined to sexual relationships?
No. Seduction is, it's got nothing to do with sex, actually. Seduction on its own, it's got nothing at all to do with sex. It's not sex, it's not foreplay, it's not something that you do before sex. Seduction is a group of skills that you employ to get, let's say, Pumi, between us, we're both female, and there's something that I want from you. And I know you're a difficult person. You're not going to just say, maybe I need to borrow that black dress because I'm going out tonight. And I know you're going to say no because you are for me and you don't want people using your stuff. But I really like it and I know it should sit well on me and I would get to impress. Hmm. I have to seduce you to get you to a yes. My goal is a yes from you. Yes, Mandisa, you can wear my dress tonight. Please take care of it. It's a very delicate piece of item and I love it very much and I wish you well. Do you understand? I can walk up to you and say, Pumi, oh, I can be like, Pumi, pateli lunch, dali, and your favorite drink, mamela, man. How did it go last week? with what? You remember, Shame, your catch wasn't okay. Oh, and you start talking. I'm finding your soft spots. I'm softening you. I'm seducing you. Nyakchama. Ukuthuzo relax. And I'm also relaxile. I want you to let your guard down and I want you to trust me. And I want you to know that I'm your cheerleader. I make the charm all about you. I'm not going to come to you and say, yeah, me. You see, me last week and achieved this and me, yo, me. And tonight, me, I'm going out, me, I want your dress, me. It's all about me. No. Sometimes the seduction is put the spotlight on your target. My target is you. Kondwe ngifuna yokuwe. And in his oxygen, because I'm funa, I'm doing funa. Maso tambile, be like, Mamela, if you don't mind, my dear sister, who is so beautiful, more than all the other sisters that I have, may I please wear your dress tonight? Which one? The black one? Ah, but you know, I know. Maso tambile, by then, I've played my game with you such that it's okay. You know what? Take it, but please take care of it. It's a psychological thing. It's what I do to your mind to convince you to give me what I want without using the actual words where I say, so abafazi in relationships, they have got goals and they're not achieving those goals. And they are in a struggle. By a struggle, they buy houses, their men move in, thinking maybe maga move in uzong shata. They have babies, and then go na matrama konala. They do all sorts of things. And most of the things of Azenza, as it means, they are not getting any closer to getting to achieving our goals. However, the ones that whose hands I've held, and I said, Sisi, I'm a cause awakely. Any interview after this interaction, you can't seduce if you are not in a good space. When I as a person, as a woman, kwatile, you've been done wrong. You love more than you understand, more than lomundi and as tanda ngakona. Now, as I was shocked, go to wang tanda ngaga. What is it about me? Like as beg in the mirror and think, I don't think I'm that wow. And yet, Pumi is crazy. You're scaring the poor guy. Hold your horses. Cool your hoods. Relax. And then in the end, I want to have such that. But at who can I love? Because yeah, I can have you that love. I got niggy yeah, that love. And imagine I say to them, I love account yako. I operator go overdraft. They out deposit anything and yet you're giving and giving and giving. Where do you get all this love that you're giving? Because there's nothing on your account. I was handy. We are sacrificer. You do so much trying to convince a man to love you, to marry you, to focus on you, to stop cheating. You buy his mother this. You pamper his sister there. You're doing everything and none of it is working. Can you just rest? He talks when I say to them, let's work on you. Let's work on you. Because inside you, something is happening. You're in a turmoil already. Can you just dress up? Not for anyone, just for you. Just as if today you're going to be crowned queen of something. Do you understand? Kale lab. I encourage them, women, to have hobbies. I hope who, Mendlin. Yeah, go bugeli TV all the time. You come from work, you watch TV. You cook for your kids, you go to sleep. Next day, you come from work, you watch TV. You cook for your kids, you go to sleep. There are no men anymore. But no book TV. Do you understand? Then one day you just throw yourself at the first man that says, I love you. And your name says he loves you. When are you going? Because you're in a relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship. Maybe you're in a relationship. I don't know. Do you understand? So our fathers are doing a lot of wrong things, thinking they will work towards whatever goals that they have or that they think they want. They don't even have goals. They just happen to be in a relationship because I was at a club or at a lounge or at an event and this guy just hit on me and at the time very living and I'm into, and then I said yes and now I'm in a relationship and it's 3 years later, it's not what I want. Do you understand?
Is then ever in your experience a time when all of these things, the persuasions, the seductions, they have changed everything, just don't leave the woman happy?
Is there a time where they
In the time that you have worked with women in this seductive life.
Mm.
Because this sounds to me that this whole seduction is a transactional experience between these two people.
No.
So I want to borrow your dress. I want you to marry me. I want to be stop cheating. Mm. I want.
Mm.
And therefore, the persuasion, the seduction, the niceness, the who I am is aimed at achieving those things. It is it is not about being.
But
it is about getting.
That's how you be, because life operates like that. Every day we want something. You wanted me to come here. Believe me, I had a standing no, because I was no longer doing media interviews this week at all. I'm swamped with work. I'm preparing for my seminar. So I had already told Utandi that I am not at all doing, whether it's magazines, whether it's radio, television. I've turned down TV shows wanting me to come and talk, and I said no, I'm swamped, it's my last week, I have 2 weeks. And Tandi came. Tandi actually persuaded me for you. And the second thing that made me say yes is because I've been here before. I came up, I think, about a month ago. I've sat on this chair and I've had this interview before. So for me, I had that soft spot for Cliff Central. It seduced me. I was seduced by the whole experience that I had when I came here first time. So my yes, you're the only person actually that I said yes to. And I'm sure others that are listening, they will come now and say, but you said no to me. Yeah, whatever.
Oh, girl, is that you seducing me?
No, the point I'm trying to make is every hour, every waking moment, we are busy angling for something from someone. Whether in a romantic relationship, whether at work, when you want a job, you're not just going to show up with your leggings, unless the job, those are the job specifications. You will have to dress up for the job. But before you dress up, you'll have to know the company that you're applying in. Ubuthi company njani, culture yako njani, what do they expect? A position, what does it entail? What is expected of me? And you prepare yourself accordingly, such that if there are 10 people vying for the same job, they will pick you over the other 9. Do you understand? When you go, I don't know, a mall, bargaining for the goodness sale, you understand that, but it's expensive. R$10, but my sister is $15. Okay. Do you understand? Every time we're bargaining and angling for something with your friends, let's go to Davidson, let's go to Soweto. Although we know was convinced the whole group. The one who has the skills to actually convince and seduce the whole group, which eventually Magiwe Layena feel which it's the best. And but it also ends up to sell that place to you. No, guys, one, we haven't been there too. The ambience, oh my God, and then the hot guys there, and then they understand. She's selling this, she's seducing you such that she gets the yes. She wants something from you guys, and you are just friends, all female, all heterosexual. Do you understand? So my relationships with men, suddenly everything changes. Suddenly women mustn't strategize. They must just hope that fate and God will do things for them. Suddenly, if a woman actually even announces that, guys, so I'm going to do and behave such that I put myself out there and dress such that men see me because I want to attract them. Because people judge. Desperate. Can't do that. But if you say I'm looking for a job, no, you understand? Because you're looking for a job. Why? It's like we hate men.
And then my question to you is, after 10 years of this work, after the countless women that you've seen and worked with, and men, I suppose.
Yes.
Why is that the case? What is the fight about? What is the ban fight about?
Men and women are not fighting. It's society. Society has a tendency to dictate. Society dictates how women should live. Society dictates how women should dress. Society dictates what's acceptable. Like I said, if you say you're looking for a job, society is there. They even put it out there, social media. Let's help this poor person. Oh, guys, una BA degree. Which is beautiful. Everyone comes together and they help you. They even talk to their bosses on your behalf. They talk to HR where they work. And eventually you get the job because it's acceptable. Now, must have standards in society to want a job, because then you must pay your bills, then you must eat. Yes, we understand you need to pay for your child's school fees, you need to buy clothes, we understand. If a woman can post on Facebook and say, I'm looking for a man. Actually, I feel like I'm 35 years old, I've never been married in my life, and this day and age, how can you want to be Mrs. Somebody? You need to get a degree, you need to start a business, you need to... Yes, but she wants all of that. She wants a degree and a business and a man. What is wrong? It's society, not a double standard. Best woman at 39, 40, 45, our guys will shout, same society. Who will feed to her? Now, and you've made peace with it. You're successful, you've got businesses, you dress well, everything is perfect except you don't have a man. The very same people are going to laugh at you. Oh, shame. God can't give you everything. That's why I'm not telling them food.
So what motivates you to do this work?
Well, I saw a niche to start off with. I saw the gap in the market. I saw a niche. I jumped at the opportunity. I created this business and this brand. And at the time, though, I had no clue that it's so bad. I had no clue that actually...
What do you mean? What's so bad?
No. What's relationships so are chaotic. It's bad.
Do you think relationships are chaotic because
Very.
People are not strategic about their sex?
Relationships are chaotic. Women are going crazy over men. They love them to bits. They are so desperate. Men are complacent. Men don't want to lift a finger anymore in relationships. Women are doing so much. Well, there are still good men out there. Lots of good men. But I suppose
the good men don't know they're good. They're just complacent.
Maybe they do know. However, I will never know about the good men, because I only ever help women that come to me. And women that come to me are the ones that haven't met the good man. I told you, Tani Shaga, too much.
So it's just, I heard it right. The men out there, they're good men out there, they're just complacent. They just don't know that they're good men.
No.
The girls aren't strategic enough in luring them over.
It's not even about luring, because a lot of women already have men in their lives. They don't need to be luring anybody.
They just have the complacent men.
No, women are not doing things correctly. For instance, I have got women that when they talk to me and they tell me what they're doing in relationships to keep the relationship, I get goosebumps. I sit and think, okay, it's not going to happen. Not when you still behaving like this.
They're not doing the right things. And so my question is, just on the seminar before we say goodbye, right?
Okay.
At the seminar, what can people expect to come out with?
A lot of knowledge about where is this power? Where is
it? It's in the pussy.
No. When I pull me, you must make your own seminar. You need to create your own seminar.
So weird. And it's in the flyer. The flyer says the power is in the pussy.
Yes.
No?
However, when they get there, they will be learning. Who are you talking to behind me?
I'm talking to this. Nobody.
So, what they will take away is saying pussy power is just, it's dry. You won't know. If you don't know where it is, the pussy is a pussy. At the end of the day, that woman and you and me, we're not different. What will make...
The pussy is the same?
More or less. Yes.
And she knows.
Which is why I vouch for the psychological
side of
things.
That's why you must be strategic. Because the pussy is the same.
More or less, yes. Which is why you find a man who is married, there's pussy at home, but he still goes out. and have sex with someone else, or even more than one someone else, is outside the marriage.
Mm.
Because it's not about, I've got pussy at home, so I don't need to go out there. It's about how you carry yourself. It's about how you behave as a woman. It's about what you do and what you don't do. You just need to know how to play this game. But it becomes too much of, it's a matter of life and death for women to be in relationships, which is where they are going wrong. Once it becomes a, I must have it or I will die, that's when they don't get what they want.
Is there an equivalent? Is there a dick power out there?
I don't know, hey? I don't know. I don't even want to dabble in the topic. I don't know. It's not my domain. It's not my turf.
Because, you know, what happens on the left, surely must happen on the right.
I learned that in maths. I don't know in relationships if it works the same way. I haven't dabbled. I've just been helping women. I've just been teaching women the art of seduction.
But my question then is, for a person who is a seduction coach, does it only work in the one direction?
Seduction works everywhere. Like I said, I've made examples to you. Have you been listening for the last hour?
So then there must be. If you're saying that the seduction...
Men know how to seduce
us. Is the seduction only in the realm of the pussy? Or does it come in the other direction? Men know how to seduce us?
Can we go back to the beginning of our conversation?
No, answer the question.
Seduction happens in the mind, not in the pussy.
Mm.
I said that in the beginning. I said that in the middle. I'm saying it in the end.
So
seduction
clear.
Happens in the mind, not in the genital area.
So clear. Come to the workshop, Pussy Power.
Mm-hmm.
But what you are not going to learn is that the power is in the pussy.
Like I said, you need to have your own workshop, you need to have your own seminar, and tell women that.
No, I'm asking the question, because I'm just like, so...
Have you been listening at all?
So
have
where
you
are
been
we?
Listening at all for the last hour?
And this is the question that keeps coming up in my mind, because you are clearly saying that come to the workshop, and what I will teach you in the workshop is I will teach you seduction, and that seduction lives in your mind,
mm-hmm.
does not live in your pussy.
Psychological.
Please.
Psychological.
So,
keeping it real on CliffCentral.com.
I'm Pumi Mashego. I've been speaking with Mandisa Orgasm Shaba, and the workshop details very quickly. If anybody can, people still come?
No,
oh, it's oversubscribed.
It's overbooked. I can't take anymore.
You can't take anymore. Is there going to be another one anytime soon?
Not Pussy Power. Yes, another seminar, but not Pussy Power.
Not another Pussy Power seminar.
No.
And only in Joburg. You never have them outside of Joburg.
I've heard them many times outside.
Outside of Joburg. So how do people keep connected, keep in touch, find out about the workshops, find out about the work that you do, find out about how to contact you if they're like listening and they're going, I've got problems with my man, I need to think strategically about my pussy.
Okay, there are several ways. I'm on Facebook, I'm Mandisa O Mahlobo on Facebook, and then I'm on Twitter at Girl Power, which is GALPOWA. And then I have a general manager that runs my business, Tandi, and the number yake is 063-824-8404.
So people can DM you on Twitter, people can inbox you on
Facebook,
or they can write on your wall. There's no judgment here.
Yeah, of course. My page is public. It's open.
It's a public page, girls. Yes. It's a public page. And remember, the power is in the mind. That's what she said. The power is in the mind. It's psychological. It's not in your pussy. I'm Pumi Mashego. I'll catch you again next week. CliffCentral.com.